Shortly after this unsatisfactory episode, I was sent for on board the Queen Elizabeth and greeted by Brand, captain of the fleet, with the information that the CNC wanted to see me and that I was to relieve Hawksley as Commodore Grand Fleet Destroyers. My reply must have appeared ungrateful enough, for I realise it was largely, if not entirely, owing to Brand that I had been brought back to destroyers at all, and was now to be made Commodore. I didn't want to be Commodore. I was just beginning to see daylight with the 13th Flotilla. It was absorbing work, and I believed they were perhaps appreciating what was being done. Moreover, I enjoyed working with the battlecruisers. It meant much sea time. My impression was that as Commodore, I should be more or less a figurehead and never go to sea unless there was a fleet action. I soon learned that if Captain D meant 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Commodore could afford 16 and more if possible. Of course, Brand pointed out that it really didn't matter what I thought. The CNC had decided, and Dutton would relieve me in the 13th. I had, of course, seen a good deal of Sir David Beatty, and was now to see a great deal more. He was a very great leader, inspired the greatest confidence in everyone, hated detail, and expected a good deal from all under him. As I was shown into his cabin on this, to me, memorable occasion, he was, as so often, walking up and down. He didn't say much, began the conversation with, "I will just give you one bit of advice. Never suffer fools gladly." I don't know now whether he thought I had been committing that particular crime, but he went on, "I am not satisfied with the handling of the destroyers, and I am making a change. If you cannot do it, I'll very soon find someone else who can." I had Captain Dutton in the 13th, Dan Godfrey, 14th, Rowley Conway, 15th, Snatcher Stirling in the 12th, and Money, a torpedo man, came into the 11th instead of Gladstone. Each flotilla consisted of 16 destroyers and 2 leaders, with the exception of the 13th, 32 destroyers, 2 leaders, with Captain D in a light cruiser. I myself hoisted my pennant in the light cruiser Castor. So the command at that time consisted of 2 light cruisers, 10 leaders and 96 destroyers, together with 5 depot ships and Port Edgar, a total personnel of approximately 12,000 officers and men. I took over in Gutter Sound, the home of most Grand Fleet destroyers throughout the war. I had collected Clegg as signal officer and the champion. I had known him before the war as signal officer to both Brand and Trit, and had more recently met him doing good work on the staff of the Admiral at Lemnos, but wasting his flotilla experience. He proved invaluable, one of those lucky individuals who, after a long night on the bridge at sea, could start in on all the tremendous detail which always follows arrival in harbour, apparently as fresh as if he had been in bed all night. I also, by the advice of Spickernall, secretary to the CNC, got hold of Woodhouse as secretary. I was sorry to part with Bill, and could gladly have taken him with me from the champion, but he was debarred as being too junior. Woodhouse proved a veritable treasure. He was to remain with me for many years in different commands. He did not always agree with my methods, but I think I always agreed with his, and he worked harder than anyone I have ever met. I shall always be in his debt, both for the work he did and as a cheery messmate, no small asset in wartime.